unteachable, absolutely talentless. As a young teenager, how would you feel reading these words on your report card? Would it shatter your hopes for the future? Would it cause you to work harder and prove them wrong? Would it cause you doubt about your abilities? Would you discount it as a lack of understanding? Maybe your response would include a little of all these reactions. But these were the exact words his teachers used to describe their student, Ernst Mach. Fortunately, young Ernst didn't let those derogatory comments define what he would become or what his accomplishments would be. Ernst was born in 1838 at Moravia, in the Austrian Empire, which is now part of the Czech Republic. His father was a tutor. His mother filled the home with music and poetry. Ernst was homeschooled by his parents until he was 14 years old. He was then enrolled in a Benedictine grammar school in Austria. Although he had a gift for science, much of the learning of the young people in Europe at the time was based on a knowledge of the classical languages. Ernst failed the classical languages. It was that failure that led to the teacher's critical assessment of the young boy. But what Ernst didn't understand about the classical languages, he more than made up with his understanding and enthusiasm for science. After 2 years at grammar school, he was enrolled in the Austrian Gymnasium, where his education went beyond the classical languages and consisted of a more varied course of studies, including science and physical disciplines. It was here Ernst surprised those who had known him as a shy, reserved, and unsuccessful student. Here, he was recognized as an excellent boxer, by far the best fencer in the group, and a whiz at science. At just 17, he was accepted at the university in Vienna. It was at university that a timeless truth became apparent to Ernst Mach. That truth is when a person finds an area of studies or skill where they have interest and ability, they blossom and excel. So it was with Ernst. He'd found his niche: mathematics, physics, and philosophy. And what a gift he had. By the time he reached 22, he had received his PhD and became a professor of physics and mechanics. No one would ever again refer to him as unteachable or absolutely talentless. No, from this point on, peers would honor and respect him. Perhaps it was because as a student he was often doubted by his teachers that he developed his teaching philosophy. As a professor, he demanded exactness and precise findings. His teaching philosophy was based on experience and observation. He believed strongly in the importance of hands-on learning and inspection, then encouraging his students to draw their own conclusions on their discoveries. With this approach, he was able to inspire and challenge his students to be creative and question what were then conventional practices. But not only did he motivate his students to new heights, his own research was bringing together and changing the course of three diverse disciplines: physics, philosophy, and physiology. Combining these three disciplines into his experimental research is where most of his well-known scientific findings were uncovered. The first was his understanding of supersonic motion and shock waves, which occur when an object moves faster than the speed of sound. Today, it may sound like this. That's a supersonic jet breaking the sound barrier. But remember, in the mid-1800s, the only objects that moved faster than the speed of sound was ammunition, and it made it that much more difficult to measure. His findings were so literally earth-shaking that even today the speed of sound is referred to as Mach speed. Another of his breakthrough findings was bringing understanding to a phenomenon referred to as the Doppler effect. This is where there is a change in frequency of sound wave due to the motion or source of the observer. Now that sounds complicated, and it is. But here's what the Doppler effect sounds like. Notice the change in the sound. That's the Doppler effect that Ernst Mach was able to quantify. Any scientist would be thrilled to claim these incredible discoveries. But these findings may not have been where Ernst Mach made his largest contribution to the world of physics. That contribution came by way of a young, aspiring physicist and mathematician who admired Ernst's work and made it a priority to study it. This young man, like Ernst Mach, did not do well in his early academic studies. He felt stifled by the lack of intellectual freedom and didn't even graduate from his secondary school. But like Mach, this young man's passion was discovery. He loved that Mach questioned basic scientific assumptions of the day. He appreciated that Mach's theories were grounded in observation and experiment. Mach's findings challenged this bright student as he dove into theories of his own. In letters this young man would write to Mach, he always closed with the line, "Your admiring student." Well, this admiring student used many of Mach's philosophies and used them as he began his revolutionary thinking about space, time, and gravity. Mach initially rejected this young man's theory. He didn't feel it was complete or provable. This only caused the young man to work harder and follow Mach's example to experiment, to observe, and to prove out his ideas. In the end, this young man was able to prove his complicated theory. He called it the theory of relativity. It gave the scientific community new insights and a revolutionary approach to the relationship between space, time, gravity, and the universe. Albert Einstein, Ernst's willing student, wrote himself that Mach should be seen as the precursor of the general theory of relativity. Einstein's theory of relativity continues to shape our lives today. For example, the GPS, or global positioning system, relies on the principles of relativity to provide accurate location information. Nuclear energy, the release of energy in nuclear reactions, is explained through Einstein's theory. In short, Ernst Mach was a brilliant physicist, mathematician, philosopher, and physiologist. In addition to his discoveries in supersonic motion, shockwaves, and his understanding of what is called the Doppler effect, he helped improve early measurement of blood pressure. He's had an asteroid named after him. A crater on the dark side of the moon bears his name. Yes, the success and accomplishments of Ernst Mach are undeniable. But perhaps his greatest work came by inspiring and encouraging those who followed him, including Albert Einstein. Yes, the greatest work of Ernst Mach may have been that of a teacher. Teach others and pass it on from passiton.com. If you enjoyed this bite-sized podcast, subscribe and pass it on to a friend. Passiton.com, the podcast, is available on your favorite platform.